Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, on this Thursday morning, if you're on your way to work right now, driving on I-94 or I-69 or M-25, chances are you're looking at a few deer carcasses along the side of the road. This is the time of year that they are on the run, deer season starting this weekend. Joining us right now from AAA, Adrian Woodland, to remind us, don't veer for deer. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
It's a catchy phrase, but it's so important, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and certainly very important this time of year.
We see an awful lot of those deer out there just standing along the side of the road, or maybe a few victims laying at the side of the road. But this is the time of year that they're really active, and a lot of hunters are going to be heading out into the woods this weekend, too.
Yeah, with nearly 550,000 hunters preparing to head out for the start of firearm deer season, it's important to remember that over 43% of vehicle deer crashes that occur in Michigan, they happen during the months of October, November, and December. And, you know, it was true in 2018 as well. It was about 42%. So for 2019, 43% of the accidents, vehicle deer crashes in Michigan, happened in that three-month period. So right now is a really important time to be aware that deer are out there.
They're all over the state, aren't they?
Yes. In 2019, Michigan had over 54,000 vehicle deer crashes, and that was up 1.5% from the previous year. And they're literally all over the state.
What are some things that drivers can do to better protect, I guess, against having a deer accident?
Sure. You know, AAA offers five fall safety tips. Number one, when you're driving, stay awake and stay sober. Stay alert. Always make sure to wear your seatbelt. Be especially alert at dawn and dusk. And if you see one deer, slow down, because chances are there are others nearby. And if a crash is unavoidable, don't swerve. Brake firmly. Hold on to the steering wheel and stay in your lane and bring your car to a controlled stop if possible.
Yeah, so important. I'm looking at this one statistic. Obviously, with the colder weather, probably not a lot of people out there on their motorcycles. There were earlier this week. I saw quite a few of them. A lot of motorcycle deer accidents. That's horrifying.
Yeah, last year, 12 people were killed in deer crashes, and about 75% of those fatalities were on motorcycles.
Wow.
So it is definitely, you know, important if you are riding a motorcycle. And like you said, we've had some pretty good weather within the last week or so where, you know, motorcyclists had a chance to get out and about. You know, it's a lot of the same points for motorcyclists: stay awake, alert, and sober, slow down and be alert for deer whenever you ride, cover the brakes to reduce reaction time. Use high beam headlights and additional riding lights when possible, and certainly always wear protective gear.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's not a fatal crash, even if you don't get hurt, these deer can do an awful lot of damage to your vehicle, can't they?
Oh, yes, certainly. You know, in Michigan, vehicle deer crashes are expensive, and they cause at least $130 million in damage annually. Yeah. And, you know, the state of Michigan has a 1.7 million strong deer herd. So,
wow.
You know, it's a lot of deer out there. One thing I will say is, you know, deer frequently travel in groups. Like literally a few days ago, and it was right at dusk, I was, you know, on a two-lane road. I saw a deer, and lo and behold, there was another one right with them. So once I saw that one deer, I came to a stop, looked, and made sure, you know, there were no others coming.
Yeah, you got to be alert and aware, and it's hard to do sometimes if you have a long commute. You kind of get lulled into this, you know, even if you're not distracted by other things in the car, you just kind of put yourself on autopilot, and you're not necessarily paying real close attention. But as soon as you see that one deer, you're right, Adrian, you need to really focus and be prepared, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
All right, great advice, Adrian. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time this morning.